openview.com.
On FM, on the station app, and on Openview Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Environmental group Adopt a River says there's been a significant increase in waste washing up on Durban's beaches after heavy rains. It's joined in a major cleanup effort after last week's downpours left the shoreline covered in rubbish. The group's Janet Simpkins says a lack of waste management facilities is a major factor.
Illegal dumping is a huge factor, and all of this through storms and significant rainfall makes its way through stormwater drains, city centres, through streets, into those drains, river systems, and that's what then comes down at the beach through outfalls and through rivers. And so that's ultimately where it ends up.
And Simpkins says they are continuing to test the water to keep an eye on the levels of E. coli. Well, President Cyril Ramaphosa says he was not pleased with how Johannesburg looked during the G20 Foreign Ministers Summit in Nasrec last month. He's called on the Gauteng government to make the country's economic hub presentable during the summit, which will be held later this year. He spoke during a service delivery oversight meeting with the Gauteng government at the Johannesburg Council.
And to tell it as it is, I should say that one or two meetings of the G20 that I attended here was not very pleasing. The environment that one observed was not a pleasing environment. I say this so that we can improve immensely. As South Africans, we are proud people.
Gauteng police have seized steroids, scheduled medicine and stimulants worth 15 million rand in Pretoria. The SAPS's National Organised Crime Investigation Narcotics Unit made the bust yesterday at a self-storage facility in Daardepoort. Police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk says it follows a breakthrough last month when detectives arrested six suspects linked to a drug syndicate.
Follow-up investigations into this syndicate's activities led the team to the identified storage facility. Preliminary investigations indicate that the syndicate was operating an online platform to trade and distribute scheduled medicine, steroids, stimulants, and other illicit substances to consumers.
And there are calls for England to follow Wales and Scotland by completely banning smacking children as it causes physical and mental harm. The Royal College of Paediatrics and Child Health is urging ministers to look at the scientific evidence to end what it calls the Victorian punishment. It's currently unlawful, except in cases where it's deemed a reasonable punishment. British broadcaster and parent Ashley James has told Sky News she believes it's shocking that it's still sometimes allowed.
I'm a big believer, and it's quite obvious actually that children model behaviour. So we can tell them, don't smack your friends or don't bite your friends. But if then we're doing that at home, then of course they're going to model that.
Well, it's hot in KZN, but it's particularly hotter and more humid in the northeastern parts of the province, and officials are asking people to take extra care as the conditions are extremely uncomfortable. Your top story this hour, environmental group Adopt a River says there's been a significant increase in waste washing up on Durban's beaches after heavy rains. To stay updated on the latest local and international news, get into WhatsApp, click updates, search East Coast Radio Newswatch and follow our channel. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.